Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. When we listen to a concert pianist, we may take for granted what goes on behind the scenes in preparation for tickling the ivories. University at Albany assistant professor Duncan John Cumming describes his experiences while on the road.
When a big shot pianist goes on tour, he usually finds a well-maintained piano and a capable page turner. When a pianist who is not such a big shot goes on tour, he may have a different experience. On a recent chamber music tour through the Northeast and Canada, I had 10 concerts in 6 days on a trip that covered almost 2,000 miles. Along with standing ovations, encores, and post-concert interviews came middle-of-the-night drives, moose on the highway, and changing into a tuxedo in the car. Like the big shot pianist, I often encountered autograph seekers. Unlike the big shot pianist, most of these autograph seekers needed their programs signed for a class to prove they had been to the concert. The page turners were always an adventure. One couldn't read music, another wore such strong perfume it made me dizzy, and a third chewed peppermint-flavored gum through the whole concert. But the best adventures occur with the instruments themselves and the people who take care of them. At one of the concerts in Canada, the lid fell off the piano when I opened it. The shift pedal stopped working in the middle of a Brahms piece so that I had to grab onto a set of black keys and yank the whole keyboard over to put it right again while trying not to miss a note. At one concert hall, a note was sticking in rehearsal, so the concert manager called the tuner. When someone finally arrived, I asked him if he was the tuner. No, he said they couldn't reach the tuner, but my wife once took a course online in piano tuning. So not only did we not get the tuner or the online certified tuner, but only the spouse of the online certified tuner. But he fixed it, and the show went on.
That was the University at Albany's Duncan John Cumming. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College.